It is time for the Baseball Insider. The Beanpot is over, Andy. We're getting so close to actual events happening at down at Fort Myers. So, Andy, welcome, and thanks for joining us again.
Happy to be back once again, Bill. And, yes, spring is one day closer. Red Sox pitchers and catchers have their first spring training workout set in Fort Myers tomorrow. First full squad workout will be on Monday, February 20th. Don't forget that first Red Sox spring training game will be on February 24th, that's a Friday, against Northeastern at JetBlue Park, followed by a game on Saturday the 25th against the Braves over in Northport. Just want to let you know that Nesson will be carrying 27 spring training games, starting with that game on Friday the 24th versus Northeastern.
Wow. So if you do have trouble somehow taking a nap in the afternoon, there's your ticket to relaxation for sure.
Absolutely. Some sunshine, the slow pace of a quality baseball game, and you'll be out in minutes.
All right. Well, Andy, I know there's not a ton of Red Sox news this week, but what do you have from us from the organization?
Well, kind of an interesting nugget that popped up the other day. Red Sox head groundskeeper Dave Meller dug up an antique bottle last week at Fenway while working on the drainage system. The bottle dates back to 1910, and that's 2 years before Fenway even opened.
Wow, that's interesting. I mean, that they would.
The bottle was in perfect condition and quite an interesting find, that's for sure.
All right, okay. All right, names in the news, Andy. What do you have for us here?
Well, if you have some extra change in your back pocket there, Bill, you can give David Ortiz a call. He's put up his Miami area mansion on the market, $12.5 million.
So where is he going to go?
I'm sure he has plenty of other places to go. Don't worry about that.
He should be able to find, if he sells it, if he gets his asking price, he should be able to find some place to live. You're right. Yeah,
he should be just fine. I'm not going to worry about him at all one bit.
Okay. Well, it's time now to worry about what's on Nesson Plus today on Red Sox Classics. What do we got?
Yeah, this week it's the best of 2013. First pitch coming away at 1 o'clock, new time this week. Today it's a game from May 26th, 2013 at Fenway as the Sox scored 4 runs at the bottom of the ninth to beat the Indians 6-5. Jacoby Ellsbury had the game-winning hit with a 2-out, 2-run double that drove in old friends Johnny Gomes and Stephen Drew.
Ellsbury, there you go. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions on the Sox in a moment here, but let's turn quickly over to Major League Baseball. What are the breaking news stories this week from MLB?
Well, they're going to keep one of their experimental rule changes. It'll stay in effect. Continue to have a runner on second base to start each extra inning during all regular season extra inning games. Of course, that changes in the postseason, when it goes back to the old rules, if you will. And the league is also making a change to position players pitching, as teams must lead by 10 or more runs in the ninth inning to send a position player to the mound. The rule also applies if a team is trailing by 8 or more runs.
Why do you think they did that?
I just think that the point of just putting a position player out there, maybe the 5th, 6th, 7th inning, something to that effect, was taking more away from the game, and it just adding more insult to injury when you have a position player pitching. I think that's got to be the reason why they're doing it. I kind of like to see a position player on the mound every once in a while. It kind of breaks up the monotony.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's always been very unusual, but it's you're right. But I do. I guess I see it now. It does kind of send a message to television viewers that it might be time to turn the channel.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, that's a good point as well. I didn't think of that end of it, but you're spot on right there.
All right. Anything else, Andy?
Padres have locked up one of their rotation arms, signing Yu Darvish to a 6-year extension worth $108 million. It includes a full no-trade clause. Last year, Darvish, who's 36 years old, finished the year with a 16-8 record and a 3.10 ERA. And former Red Sox catcher Kevin Pilecki, he signed a minor league deal recently with the Pirates.
Well, a baseball name that was front and center over the weekend for the Super Bowl on Sunday for some reason, but you tell us why, was Derek Jeter. What's up?
He certainly was. He's now joining Fox Sports for the upcoming season. The announcement came during the coverage of Super Bowl 57 in Arizona. Jeter will serve as a studio analyst alongside fellow baseball greats David Ortiz, who's going to have some extra money in his pocket from selling the mansion, Alex Rodriguez, and Frank Thomas. So it's a star-studded panel for the pre- and post-game shows on Fox. Don't miss it.
There you go. You're absolutely. There's some big names there. Yeah.
Absolutely. That's only top-notch grade-A names right there.
All right. Anything else to wrap us up for MLB news?
A little sad news yesterday out of Major League Baseball. Nationals owner Ted Lerner passed away yesterday at the age of 97.
All right. Hey, Andy, so here we are at spring training. They always say hope runs eternal at spring training, but maybe not the case this year. But what's unique about this spring training for the Red Sox? other than maybe the lack of hope. But what do you think the story might be?
I would say the most unique thing would be, if you even want to call it that, is just the fact that there's so many new faces to look at on the Red Sox with the roster. A lot of new players that you haven't seen before wearing the home whites. So you'll definitely, as I've said before, need to grab the scorecard, figure out who just everybody is, and you know, obviously, who knows how this team's going to produce on the field out there. Obviously, there's not a lot of expectations, so maybe they'll surprise some people. So you can kind of look for some bright spots as spring training gets rolling along. Maybe some things we haven't expected from certain players that could play key roles going into the upcoming season. So, you know, those seems to be my take on what's going to be going on for spring training.
If the Red Sox made one acquisition or shift this year, what for the positive, for the benefit of the team, what would be the biggest one they did?
Well, in the off season, there really wasn't anything that got everyone too excited, but I would say possibly the signing of the outfielder Yoshida from Japan, who's going to come in as the new leadoff hitter for the next handful of years and play left field. Maybe that could be a jump start to the offense as a table setter, getting on base. He's got a great on base percentage, walks a lot. So maybe that's going to be a key edge coming to the Red Sox going forward this year. And, you know, they've added a couple of veteran arms to the starting staff. Maybe they can, you know, produce a little bit. But, I mean, definitely there wasn't that big splash in free agency that people get all excited about. So it's going to have to be some things you don't expect from someone to maybe get you charged up going into the upcoming season.
All right. Andy, anything else you want to share with us here before the actual spring training begins tomorrow?
Well, I just think the excitement overall is just the fact that we're going to be able to turn on Nesson and see some action going on down at JetBlue. Just makes you feel like spring is right around the corner, winter is winding down, and that's a good thing, even though with the you know, you may not have great expectations for the team overall, but just that baseball is starting, you know, that always makes people excited.
Well, let me just caution our listeners that Andy covers baseball for us, He's not a licensed meteorologist, in case folks are really, you know, banking on what he has to say about winter and forecasting and so on. So basically, I just want to caution people, it is possible that we could get some plowable snow here on the North Shore before May rolls around. And you would agree with that, right?
Oh, I'll definitely agree. And I can you can say I'm the jinx that brought that to everybody. We have to go up and shovel anytime soon.
Yeah, there you go. All right. We'll be cursing Andy. But that's nothing new. Andy, always good talking with you, and take care, and we'll talk again soon.
Looking forward to it.
There he is, baseball insider Andy Carbone with us here on MSONewsSports.com.